going to play, Stan?
We're going to play Take Me Out to the Ball Game. We're all going to sing it, too.
To a special edition of Meet Me as Usual. I am your host, Daniel Shopta, C70 at the Bat. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Greatest Cardinals Moments Tournament. We are doing a 64-moment bracket over four blogs. My blog, C70 at the Bat, over at the Cardinal Conclave. You have the Intrepid STL, Brendan Schaefer's site, Redbird Rants will be doing it, as well as Cards Blog. Four regions. We're going to start this the week of July 10th. You'll be able to go to each site and see the matchups for that week, vote on them, and see which one continues on, just like a normal tournament. You know how the tournaments work, and I know that. But it's going to be interesting to see how this works out. I'm looking forward to it. This is going to stretch. This is not going to be one of those 2 weeks, get it all done, March Madness type of things. This is going to be, while the structure of it is similar, we're going to take our time on this and get a chance to really talk about some moments in Cardinal history as we celebrate the 125th anniversary of the club. We're starting this, as I said, July 10th. We're going to run this all the way till closing day, October 2nd, I believe, 1st or 2nd, wherever that may be, to see what moment is crowned the greatest Cardinal moment. And while there's some pretty good indications to where that's going to come out, the joy is in the journey. And we're going to see exactly where the upsets are, who moves on, and such as that nature. For this episode, I actually talked to representatives of all three sites. You'll talk from Noah from Cards Blog, Michael Miles from Redbird Rants, and Brendan Schaefer from the Intrepid STL. And so we're going to talk to them about what their site is like, about this tournament, what it means to them, and a little bit about their regions. So stick around, and at the end, we'll talk about my region, the only one that doesn't get discussed too much in this, and some of the matchups there. So stay with us.
Hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
All right, we're going to talk today about the John Mozeliak bracket of the Greatest Cardinal Moments Tournament. The Mozeliak bracket will be held over at Cards Blog. And I've got Noah Adelstein here, who is leading the charge over at Cards Blog. Noah, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Doing fine. Before we get into the bracket, let's talk a little bit about the site. How many writers do you have? When did it get started? All the pertinent information people need to know about Cards Blog.
Yeah, so Cards Blog was started at Washington University by some students named Mike Fish and Stephen Hirsch, and that was probably about 5 years back, and then they graduated, and we're looking for some people to pass the blog down to. And so as I was getting into school, I was informed about that and ended up taking over with a few other guys. And so we are entirely made up of WashU students, which is kind of a unique aspect of what we're doing. And we have 10 writers, who are all students. We try and get about 2 articles a day and, writing about anything to do with the Cardinals. We have a good team, and it's cool. We have some Cardinal fans. We also have some people that write about the Cardinals that are initially from different cities, and so they, maybe initially are a Dodgers or a Mets fan, and them being able to bring that perspective to the Cardinals is it's been an interesting and fun experience.
That would be pretty cool. To have a little bit of a different slant on it. It's at least, I think there's times where Cardinal fans could kind of mainly get going in the same direction, so having somebody outside of that can be good. I guess being all students, though, you have a lot of turnover at the site.
Yeah, so it's actually not been too bad thus far. We, you know, since I took it over when I was a freshman, and we found people that have been pretty early on in college, and so far pretty much everyone that has started to write for CargeLog has stayed on. So we've actually only really been live for about a year and a half now. So, you know, still growing and still kind of finding our niche, but it's cool because it gives students who love baseball a chance to write about it and interact with what's going on in St. Louis.
That's absolutely great. And it's, like I said, a different perspective. So y'all are going to be doing the Thursday games. Again, this is going to be going from now till the end of the season. Well, beginning of July. We've still got a couple of weeks as we're recording this before we really get started. Week of July 10th is when the tournament really kicks off. Y'all will be doing the Mosellot bracket, and that's the bracket, if anybody is actually looking at a bracket, is the one that has probably the overall number one seed in it, and that would be the David Freese's home run in Game 6 of 2011 World Series. That seems to be the overall favorite, but if you were going to pick maybe a dark horse or somebody to give it competition in your bracket, is there anybody that stands out?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's, I'm just looking at Lou Brock's 105th steal in 1974 was a pretty crazy moment. So I don't know. I think some of the people that maybe remember that moment or can appreciate, you know, what that accomplishment meant might like that a lot.
Yeah, and you've got some interesting World Series moments. And again, I know you told me before we got started that, you know, deep dive into history isn't necessarily your forte, and I don't want to elaborate on it, but you've got, you know, moments from the first World Series ever in your bracket, which is kind of interesting, along with, you know, ones from the 40s and then some of the more current runs as well. So you've got, of course, I mean, I guess that's part of the Cardinal history. There's a lot of World Series and postseason moments that the Cardinals have had over their 125 years.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to look back and just, you know, this franchise for so long has had so much success and, you know, so many special moments. But I guess, like, when I'm thinking about it, the thing with the Freeze moment is it's so top of mind right now for Cardinals fans. Mm-hmm. You know, just as we think back in the past 5-10 years, that's probably the thing that people think about the most. So it'll be tough, I think, for something else to knock that off, but maybe.
Yeah, I mean, that is, recency bias is always going to be a huge issue, and given how we're doing this tournament, where you're doing it via Twitter and blogs, tends to be that the people that are going to be voting on it are going to skew a little younger, so they don't necessarily have the deep memories of this. So it will be kind of interesting to see if some of the older moments will sneak through. Now, looking at your bracket, I do think, you know, you've got Wainwright and Beltran from 2006, you know, the frozen strike. That's going to be kind of fun to see how far it progresses.
Yeah, absolutely. I think anyone that remembers the joy of that moment, you know, is definitely going to like that and try and push it through. So that I could see that getting up and ending up against Freeze at some point.
Yeah, that should be Beltran and Wainwright, third seed in that bracket, so that should be fun. The second seed being Enos Slaughter's Mad Dash, which obviously has historical relevance and resonance, but it will be interesting to see how that goes up. Overall, what are your thoughts about this tournament, and how do you think it'll work out?
Yeah, I'm actually super excited about it. I think, Daniel, that you did and I was telling you this before, but I think that you did a really good job of putting this all together, and, you know, just to get fans excited and thinking about, you know, in a season like this that isn't going as well, being able to look back on all the great Cardinals history and remember that actually, like, in a lot of ways we're fortunate to be Cardinals fans, maybe not in 2017, but it definitely helps to look back on the history and all the amazing players that have been on the team. And you know, I think if we can get people engaged and excited about the bracket and get a lot of votes, it's going to be fun to follow and help support on Cards Block. So I think it's awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, if you take into history and everything into account and all the situation, I don't know anybody that's a Cardinal fan that would trade with another team. I mean, maybe the Yankees just with their history, but then you have a lot of other issues to go along with. The Cardinals, you know, have that blend of winning a lot but not being the overwhelming financial favorites, and doing things in a little bit different way. So it should be fun, and I look forward to kicking this off and looking forward to seeing what Cards Blogs has to write about all these different matchups as they come available. Noah, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens here.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy. It's a home run, and the Cardinals have won the game.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Michael Miles of Redbird Ranch to talk about their region of the greatest Cardinal moments tournament. Michael, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine and enjoying talking about this tournament. But before we jump into that part, tell us a little bit about Redbird Ranch, what you'll do over there, and all that's going on at that site.
We are a fan-sided site that you can go to for all things St. Louis Cardinals related. We have a fantastic writing group, great brand new co-editor, Tio Rivera, doing a fantastic job jumping in and helping out, coming up with really wonderful ideas. We just recently kicked off a podcasting side to Redbird Rant, and we actually on Thursday of this past week recorded our 9th episode. So on Monday of this coming week, we will record our 10th episode, and that's just a really wonderful thing. We're growing by leaps and bounds. You know, you can follow us at FS Redbird Rants on Twitter, find us on Facebook as well, and just go visit the site and see what's going up. We have roughly about 5 to 6 articles a day that are published on our site. So a lot of information out there, a lot of great insight, and some really fun opinions, some strong opinions as well. So a lot of stuff.
Great, and it's very cool that you've gotten into the podcasting as well, and just everything that's going on. So great with that. And that's one of the reasons I think it's going to be great to have your region over there at the Redbird Ranch, that y'all are going to be the Walt Jocketty region, going every Wednesday from when we start that week of July 10th to the end of the season. And you're going to be, you got some interesting matchups. It's the go crazy section, if you will. It's got Ozzie Smith's home run as the top seed in that region. Looking at some of the other things, it's got some historical moments. Brock's 3,000 strikeout, Musial's 3,000 hits, Gibson's 3,000 strikeout, and then some more current things like Berkman in the Game 6, his single to win it, Wainwright striking out Inge to win the 2006 title. I mean, when you think about things like that, what really comes to mind? What is this tournament mean to you?
Well, I think it's really a great way to reconnect Cardinal fans. I mean, as you know, and you guys write about on your blog and that we write about on ours, it's a tough season this year. And last season was pretty tough, too. And in fact, Tito just recently published a piece on Redbird Rants about the negativity that seems to be surrounding Cardinal Nation at this current time. And I think this tournament is going to be a wonderful way for Cardinal fans to remember why we are the best fans in baseball. And we're going to be able to do that through these really outstanding moments in Cardinals history. I love that I lucked into the Walt Jocketty bracket with the Ozzie Smith home run as the top seed, because on a recent episode, actually back in May, of the UCB radio podcast that I do every third Wednesday of the month, I had my father on as my special guest. And we talked at the very beginning of that podcast about the Ozzie Smith home run, his memories of watching that game, and what that meant to him as a Cardinal fan. And I'm really looking forward to see what our readers and what our writers have to say about the items that will be up against one another. we do have a really great bracket. Some outstanding offensive numbers and feats there. And it's just going to be really great because, like I said, even this season, the offense is sluggish at times. And so it'll be nice to see some good offensive numbers back in Cardinals history.
All right. And speaking of offensive numbers, as I look at this, maybe I should have thought about it a little bit more because you get McGuire's 70th home run as one of your moments. And tying that, you know, obviously that's a moment that I tend to point at it with my screen name. There's some great things that have come along in the last few years. This is a pretty heavily 2000 and so overall bracket, but your region may have a bit of a mix when you look at the whole history of the Cardinals.
And I think that's going to be really interesting to see because we plan to use the bracket to do a lot of polls on Twitter. We've started doing that almost daily at Redbird Rant. It's a really nice way for us to engage with our readers to understand their thoughts and helping drive some of our content as well. And so in the planning discussions that Tito and I have had about being a part of the UCB blogging network and a part of this tournament bracket, we want to see what our readers have to say. And we'll be writing a lot from their perspective and certainly giving our opinion, but really taking away saying, you know, do the readers. And I know, Daniel, this is something you and I and the other heads of those divisions talked about as we went into the tournament. Do they rate the more recent items at a higher caliber than they do the historic moments? And I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays out in our bracket.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting because, you know, I'm just kind of glancing through here. But you've got a matchup of Gibson's 3,000 strikeout versus Tommy Herr's seat cushion game grand slam. I mean, that's two different eras and not an era that are current fans are necessarily going to be that familiar with. And then you've got, you know, McGuire 70 versus Willie McGee making some catches in the World Series in 82. I mean, it really is interesting to see how these things match up. And it's going to be some difficult decisions. It's going to be very hard, though, it would seem, for anybody to knock off Ozzie's home run, don't you think?
Listen, I'm right there with you. I think that has become such a pinnacle piece of Cardinals history that I would be very surprised if it's knocked off. And I don't know what it's going to end up being, you know, in the final running against. But if I'm thinking, okay, let's just say for argument's sake that McGuire's home run makes it all the way there. Well, that does not defeat Ozzie's go crazy folks home run. It just doesn't.
Right.
In terms of the great overall scheme of Cardinal history.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is one of the most moments, not only because of what Ozzie did, but because of Jack Buck's call that, you know, kind of one of those weird things that being at the stadium might have been a little bit lesser than watching it just because you didn't get what Buck has become so iconic with that. So it should be interesting. It should be fun. Michael, I appreciate you joining me today, and I look forward to getting this kicked off.
Thank you. We are really excited and so happy that Redbird Rant can be a part of this. We really appreciate all that you do with UCB and all of us, and we just want to say thanks to you in a very formal way.
Well, I appreciate it. And again, like I said, look forward to getting this kicked off at the beginning of July.
We are too. Thank you.
Into right, well hit. Back at the wall. It's off the wall. One run scores. Here comes Berkman. Freeze has tied it. 7-7. Unbelievable.
All right, and we're here with Brendan Schaefer of the Intrepid STL, going to talk a little bit about the Bing Divine Regional. But before we get into that, Brendan, let's just talk about the site. And this is, I'll be frank, this is the second time we've tried to record this conversation. I glitched it up the first time. But since we've talked, you've added, not only did you already have some big names added to your site, you've added another legendary figure to the Intrepid.
Yeah, let's say that I planned it that way, that you would end up having a little bit of technical difficulties the first time, because I knew we'd be getting STL Cup of Joe Swores on board, coming over. Statistical StatCast, different kinds of work that he does. We've got Cardinals Farm, that's John Nagel, part of the team, as well, covering the minors. And we've got STL Cards Cards doing whatever it is that he does. We're going to kind of let him run free for the... I've got myself just covering the team as best I can, in addition to my work with 590 KMOV. Really bringing some good content and some exciting features as we go along, and hopefully adding two things as time goes on, too.
Well, I imagine so. Like I said, it's definitely a quickly up-and-coming site. I think it can rival just about anybody, especially with the talent that's there. And so we look forward to continuing to read it throughout the rest of the year and going forward. But also...
And hold on a second, though. Before we continue, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Cardinals Gifts, who does a great job with all the artwork for the website. And he's kind of the lifeblood of the operation, as I say. So if I didn't mention him in the podcast, I would be... Well, before we get into the bracket, which I am very excited about.
Yes, I mean, Cardinals Gifts, I'm not sure exactly when he sleeps, because it seems like he's doing stuff not only for you, but all over Twitter, and it's
amazing.
Absolutely. Some crazy stuff that you wouldn't have thought of seeing even just a year or so ago. So let's go ahead and let's dive into this bracket. Let's look at this as an overall before we look at your section. You know, this is a great way, I think, to look at Cardinal history when you look at it. I mean, what just kind of stands out to you overall?
Taking the time to kind of take submissions from people from Twitter, because the greatness of the St. Louis Cardinals and the organization, it spans over decades and decades of history and time frames represented. Obviously, it does scale. Remember, they share those memories, the younger generation, and that's depending on Twitter. And so there's definitely the fair amount of those more recent moments that a lot of Cardinals fans would remember. But I'm impressed with the amount of history that's in here. Interested to see moments stack up with some of the old school moments. And you've got some guys on Twitter like Scott from Texas and Barbecue Bob, some of those guys that might be kind of vouching for some of the older moments like the 80s and 70s and
I think that I mean, looking at this, I'm hopeful that we'll have a chance for people to really talk about some of this history, because there are going to be moments that I think some Cardinal fans, especially ones that have come along in the last 20 years, this great run of Cardinal history, may not know that much about. And so hopefully we can inspire some conversations both on the blog posts or in Twitter or various places to really talk about those moments and give people a better understanding of them.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how it works out and see how the new school voting matches up against the old school. And I'm looking through the... I mean, there's a lot of moments, and some of them, you know, match kind of the more recent era. One that I like, looking through the bracket, this one's not in my region, but Mark McGwire's number 62 home run is probably a heavy favorite against something like the Allen obstruct the 2013 World Series. But still, for younger fans, that was, even in a World Series losing effort for the Cardinals, a moment that was just, I mean, that's history because of the weirdness of the moment, and it's something that kind of sticks in your mind. For me, it's like a remember where you were when you saw it moment, because it's that rare to have happened in the history of World Series. But that's just one of the examples that I think is so cool about the bracket.
Yeah, I think there's some really interesting matchups that do span the generations, if you will, and it's going to be fun to see how they all plan out. You've got a few of those in your set as well. I mean, you get real old school. You get Jim Bottomley in your bracket with his 12 RBI game going against Mike Laga fouling a ball out of Busch Stadium in the 80s. I don't know that there's any matchup on this bracket that's wider than those two.
Yeah, it's still kind of some cool old school moments. I don't know that you could see it's not like a historic moment in the franchise, but kind of up and down my bracket, which you'll have to remind me the name of it, but it's led by Murphy's game-tying triple on 11. Good, his number 500 home run, by the way. That's a good one, but there's some favorites too in this regional, that just I think are fantastic. My favorite matchup of all of them might be the Molina home run, 06, to beat the Mets in the NLCS against the first career home run for Oscar Tavares. You remember that magical moment in 2014 in the rain against the Giants, and it's something that's since has kind of come to mean a lot more as Cardinal fans look back and remember. Well, Oscar Tavares in the end of his life. So just some very emotional moments too, obviously, as you can hear in that one. There's just some other ones. I mean, in 2004 in the NLCS going up against the infield fly, there's some really fascinating matchups. These two grand slams in an inning going up against a Colton Wong home run that I remember pretty fondly that happened as the walk-off in 2014. In this generation. So there's some really, I'm convinced that whichever favorite moment of Cardinals history comes out of this.
Yeah, I would think so. I think it's really, I mean, they're good ones all the way through, but if anything knocks off David Freese's triple, then it's obviously going to be a strong favorite. And if nothing does, then that's probably the number one overall seed going into this tournament. I know you talked about, last time we talked about that Spezio triple, which is a low seed in your region, but something that, especially with a younger skewing voting, might be able to pull a bit of an upset.
Yeah, that's going to be my prediction. If there's going to be one upset, then I'm going to try to call my shot from my regional. It's the 54 over seed against... which what makes it a 3-14 matchup, yep, I want to say, yep, or is that a 4-13?
No, it's 3-14.
3-14. Okay, so Ken Boyer grand slam in the 64 World Series. Again, this is no offense to the classic moments. Obviously, a World Series moment should trump a regular season moment, but when you think about the Scott Spezio triple, that's another one of those, at least for me, like I remember where I was. I was standing outside of the SUV we had, the family car at the time, and waiting because we were going to dinner or going somewhere, but I didn't want to get out of the car yet because I knew that was a pivotal moment, not only the game late in September of 2006, but it was the season. And Scott Spezio, without that triple, the RBI triple, you don't know, maybe the Cardinals don't move on to make the playoffs in 2006, the season, of course, that they end up, after kind of stumbling into the playoffs, they end up winning the whole thing against the Detroit Tigers. And so that moment kind of, you could say, was catapulted the whole.
Yeah, there's no doubt that would be a moment that would be huge. I mean, yeah, right. I think if I remember right, that they won that game, which meant they didn't have to play the makeup game, which meant Carpenter could go first in the playoffs, and you know that obviously set up everything. So it was huge, and it's going to be fun to see how that pans out, and it's going to be fun to see how the rest of these do as well. Yours is the Bing Devine bracket. We've named all these after GMs, and so Bing, one of the legendary ones in Cardinal history. Any last thoughts on this, on the bracket, your section, or the whole thing before we wrap it up?
Well, I'm just excited to see things get started here in a couple of days. I hope that, you know, it's a really exciting thing for everybody. As exciting as I think it is, I hope the rest of kind of Cardinals fans on Twitter feel the same way. Excited that showing their passion for the sport, for the team, and for the things that go on. I think that's what makes kind of the Cardinals community on Twitter a pretty special place, that everybody can kind of come together for something like this. And we really appreciate you, Daniel, putting it on, and I think it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun.
I hope so. It should be. And I'm glad that your site and the other two can be a part of it. Brendan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Was his 15th strikeout. Once again, a standing ovation. A new World Series record.
All right. We we've talked about everybody else's region. Let's talk about my portion of the bracket. My region will be the Branch Rickey Regional. We'll be starting on Monday, like I said, July 10th. Top seed in all of mine is the Gibson 17 strikeouts in the World Series, which is the oldest of the top seeds, but obviously one with some significant historical import. It's got maybe not as burned in memory the visuals, at least, but I think the knowledge of it is in the Cardinal fans. It's going up in the first round against the infamous Reds Cardinals brawl from 2010. I think we all remember that, or most of us that were around by then remember Brandon Phillips and Yadier Molina having a bit of a disagreement. Got some good match. I get some good moments in this one. We got the Pujols Lidge home run as the eighth seed in this round, which is going to be outstanding to relive. We've got Mark Whitten's four home run game, which just came up recently when Scooter Gennett did it against the Cardinals. We've got that game when Mark Whitten hit four home runs against the Reds. We've got the catch, Edmund's catch in 2004, the playoff game against the Astros that basically saved the game, allowed the Cardinals to rally and move on to their first World Series since 1982. Lots of things. We got the Grover Cleveland Alexander and Tony Lazzari. I mean, that's obviously nothing that any of us have seen going back all the way to 1926, but it's a moment that, if you know anything about baseball history, especially Cardinal history, it's fairly infamous moments of Lazzari coming out. You know, the legend has that he was hung over because he'd pitched and he wasn't supposed to pitch in this game, but he comes in with the bases loaded, defending Tony Lazzari, which is a very dangerous hitter, strikes him out, and then winds up retiring the next two innings, batting the Yankees the next two innings to win the championship. So we got that in there. We got Mark McGwire's 62nd home run, key moment there. Carpenter's game five against Roy Halladay in the 2011 NLDS, one of probably still the best pitch game that I've seen and watched. One of the few playoff games is, if you've listened to the roundtable on Conversations with C70, the roundtable that we had a couple weeks ago, you'll know that's one of the few games that I have watched in the playoffs fully, because I'm a terrible, nervous person in the playoffs and can't handle the stress. But I actually did watch that one. It goes up against a signature thing. You can't tie it to one game necessarily, but the signature Ozzie Smith black flip, which is a 15 seed. And I tell you, it's still one of the iconic things. And when you get into Cardinals and you talk about what's going on with them and what you think of when you think of St. Louis Cardinals, especially when people outside of direct fandom, if you said, what about the Cardinals? I think a lot of casual fans, especially of a certain age, would say Ozzie Smith's backflip. And I think that's big, and it's a 15 seed. We've got Bremer stealing home. We have Willie McGee and Vince Coleman stealing four bases on on one play, which is Bob Netherton's favorite Cardinal moment. I know he suggested this one and then talked to me about it at the blogger day. And a guy like Bob, who has a very strong grasp of Cardinal history, I think that says something. So that one's going to be fun to look at. There's a lot of great moments. We even got the Tom Lawless bat flip in this thing. For a guy that barely ever hit home runs, it's an indelible image to see him flipping that bat. So I'm looking forward to it. The first matchups go up, like I said, on Monday. That's Gibson and Molina, which we've talked about that already. And then the McGwire 62 going up against Alan Craig, ending a World Series on an obstruction call, as we remember him tripping over Will Middlebrooks in a moment that may never be repeated in baseball history. So those are the first two matchups that will go live at the site. You'll get a chance to vote on them. Voting will stay open for about 3 days. And then next week, starting the 17th, we'll do a couple more matchups. So look forward to that. Again, check out all the blogs. Probably ought to follow them on Twitter if you're there. I'm at C70. You can also follow us at Cards Conclave. You can follow Cards Blog at Cards Blog. Redbird Rants is FS Redbird Rants. And then the Intrepid is the Intrepid STL. Follow all of them. You'll get a chance to make sure they're posted. All of us should be, you know, cross-promoting, and you shouldn't have any problem finding out when another matchup is gone live. So basically Monday through Thursday for the next few weeks, you should have something to do, something to entertain yourself, especially if the Cardinal season doesn't pick up. And so I look forward to it. I look forward to participation. Look forward to seeing what all these turn out to be. So for all the other sites, I say thank you and let the games begin.